They say there was a big bang, what started everything. An almighty explosion, a very funny thing. Cause there wasn't any gases then, and there wasn't any air. There wasn't even any space, and nobody was there. They say that over eons of time we have become, and the fine beings we are today all started out as scum. Somewhere way back when, who knows, we crawled out of the mud and became such perfect humans from a protoplasmic crud. You're having a laugh, mate. You're pulling me leg. You must be. Go on, get out of here. Yes, we've climbed from apes to humans, and though there's nothing in between, we're on the brink of that missing link that no one's ever seen. It's always just eluding us, it's never far away, and we're going to find it tomorrow if we don't find it today. We tell the world we'll find it, when in actual fact we can't, but we have to tell them something or they'll take away our grant. We know this theory's full of holes, and Darwin knew it too. But money makes the world go round, so what else can we do? They're having a laugh, mate. They're pulling their leg. Yeah, they're having a laugh, all right. I'm telling ya, all the way to the bank. A world with no real purpose, an accident, they say. Though mathematically impossible, it just happened that way. And he's taught in schools and colleges as if it is a fact. But it's just another theory, and it's so far from intact. With their scientific blinkers on, heads under the sand, test tubes up their arses, they'll never understand. Up pops another theory, could be any pack of lies, and some ambitious whippersnapper takes away the Nobel Prize. They're having a laugh, mate. They're pulling your leg. 2, 3, 4. Telling me I've got no soul cause you can't find your own. What about the animation, eh? Is that only skin and bone? Do you really think that matter flung together in a pot can churn out conscious beings if you stir it up a lot? Hey, what do you reckon? And have you never seen a woman? Do you think a form like this happened by some random accident? Are you taking the piss? I mean, have a look around you. Everything's in perfect place, every nook and every cranny, from her nipples to her fanny to the dimples on her face. And her reproductive system, what a wonder, what a joy. Every time a perfect replica, a little girl, a little boy. Now you show me a machine, what can reproduce like that? One with a life, all of its own, and I'll eat my flaming hat. You're having a laugh, mate. You're pulling me leg. You're having a laugh, mate. Go on, you're pulling me leg. My dad told me that our TV appeared without a warning. He said he heard a big bang when we went to bed, and there he was in the morning, brand spanking new, in the front room with the latest widescreen glass. But mum says it fell off the back of a lorry, and dad's talking out of his arse. He was having a laugh. Cause somebody made it. You don't get perfect systems out of big bangs. So whatever was it that made that little spark, bringing consciousness to matter and filling up Noah's Ark? It makes more sense to me to believe in a creator, an omnipotent being, the perfect animator, breathing in the breath of life, the primal stimulation, when matter and spirit mingle at the dawning of creation. And I reckon he's done a blinding job worthy of our applause, cause nothing exists in this wicked effect that doesn't exist in the cause. So God must be amazing, if only we could see. He can't just be some blinding light, he's got personality and humour and character and every other attribute. And I reckon he laughs a lot when he's not playing his flute, especially at these scientific theories, know what I mean? off, mate. Head pulling your leg. He must be creasing himself. Oh, he's having a laugh. Having a laugh.